Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is You Better You Bet with Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
All right, have some thank yous to dole out before we wrap up the tremendous Football Thursday edition of You Better You Bet with all our bets for tonight in the world of sports, including Cubs Brewers, Game 4 of the NLDS, and of course, the Giants and the Eagles on Thursday Night Football. And we do have a big piece of breaking news before the official actives and inactives come out and we get to report everything to you. Mike Garafolo of NFL Media just tweeted, retweeted by Ian Rappaport of NFL Media, Eagles star defensive tackle Jalen Carter inactive for tonight's game. Jalen Carter will not play for the Philadelphia Eagles. He is inactive. We will bring you the impact in the betting market in a second and all of our bets. But first, the aforementioned thank yous. Three tremendous guests joined us on the show. Pro sports bettor Rob Pizzola, BetMGM Network teammate PJ Glasser, and pro sports bettor Joey Knish. Thanks to all three of our guests. Our executive producer, Bill Zimmerman, technical director, Tyler Morales, our engineer, Jake Hassan, associate producer, Addie Bates, and our video producer, God's Perfect Creation, downtown, Mike Brown. Coming up after us is a four-hour live betting extravaganza known to you and yours as BetMGM Tonight, featuring our friend Ryan Horvath. And Brad does this thing off camera when I start doing that intro where he smiles like he's getting ready to come on camera. And I always appreciate it. Brad Evans, the host of BetMGM Tonight, with us now. Brad, happy Tequila Thursday, my friend.
Oh, amigos, bartender, pour the entire group a stiff drink.
Oh, absolutely. I'll be passing on that one. What is your best bet, Brad, for Giants-Eagles coming up tonight?
Oh, this one's for the sickos listening out there. Jahan Dotson, I'm taking the over on 8.5 receiving yards. I grabbed it earlier today at a -110 juice. Last I saw was at -120. Would still slap the wallet and pay the extra 10 cents. A guy's running an appreciable amount of routes, 25 per game for Fly Eagles Fly. Now, he's only seeing two targets per game, but he's averaging 15.7 yards per catch. And he's facing this Giants secondary that's middling, according to the advanced data. They're number 18 in dropback EPA defense. 18 in total wide receivers have gone for at least 9 receiving yards against them this season. Going to get a lot of Cordell Flott in coverage, who's given up 12.1 yards per catch. So Jahan Dotson, make me some dollars, baby, on the over 8.5 receiving yards. Hopefully it's going to be a one catch cash tonight.
A little OCC. Yeah, you know me. One catch cash.
That's
I love
right.
that. You take that one on the house, yeah. My friend. The great Brad Evans joining us here on the show. Have a great show tonight with Ryan on BetMGM Tonight.
A.J. Brown to lead the game in receiving yards at +145. I'm out!
Brad Evans joining us here on You Better You Bet. BetMGM Tonight follows us here on the BetMGM Network from 7 to 11 p.m. Eastern Time. We will drop the dope-ass beat in moments and get to our bets, but first, our executive producer, Bill Zimmerman, with some submissions from the real ones on YouTube and Twitch, their best bets for Thursday Night Football. Bill, what do we got?
Let's get into it, Nick. Let's start with Brian Van Gorder's mustache. Theo Johnson, over 3.5 receptions, no neighbors, no Slayton, and seems to be Dart's favorite target. I like his anytime touchdown at +400 and his receiving yards at over 30.5. Maybe parlay all three and get nuts. How about Jason Davis? He's in line with Brad Davis. Jahan Dotson, over 8.5 yards. Giants have slowed tight ends this year, except Ferguson, including Kostos' call on Kelsey. But the third wide receiver has had targets. One off schedule dump pass to Dotson should do it. And we'll finish up with sports wager. Jalen Hurts under passing yards and a Hurts anytime touchdown. That's plus 325. This defense is too strong, but I can see a dart turnover, which gives the Eagles a short field. There you go from the real ones.
I love that. Thanks to the real ones for the submissions. I see that that's a same game parlay. Hurts under and the anytime touchdown. It's like, if that's the anytime touchdown price, like,
yeah, I'm all
socked
over that.
Away some money. Yeah, we've socked away some money for my daughter's like college fund.
Mm-hmm.
Might have to make a withdrawal if plus 325 is the bet. That's my bad. Thanks to Sport Wager. Thanks to everyone for the submissions today. If we didn't read your submission on the air, keep them coming. We will get to them as the season moves along. All right, time for our bets. Jake, please drop the dope-ass beat. Go for the end zone without breaking a sweat with today's BetMGM Pro Football No Sweat Token. You'll get your stake back in bonus bets if your wager does not win. Make it legendary with BetMGM. Download the app and please gamble responsibly. Subscribe to the show in podcast form. Follow us on YouTube and Twitch. All right, Femi, let's clear baseball and then we'll spend a ton of time on the National Football League. Brewers and the Cubs, game four in Chicago at Wrigley. Brewers with a chance to close it out and move to the championship series. Peralta v. Boyd, Brew Crew minus 120 on the road. Cubbies even money, total of the game seven.
Yeah, this is the Brewers for me. Give me the better pitcher in Freddie Peralta. Give me the better team in Milwaukee. I liked the Chicago Cubs in the game yesterday. Felt they can get one. They got their one. The Brew Crew, they get it done, and they advanced the NLCS. I laid minus 115 while we were in the break. I like Milwaukee to win.
I like the Brewers also. I've bet them for the series. I've been betting them every game. Didn't go great yesterday. I think it'll go great tonight.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Every idea starts with a problem. Warby Parker's was simple. Glasses are too expensive. So they set out to change that. By designing glasses in-house and selling directly to customers, they're able to offer prescription eyewear that's expertly crafted and unexpectedly affordable. Warby Parker glasses are made from premium materials like impact-resistant polycarbonate and custom acetate. And they start at just $95, including prescription lenses. Get glasses made from the good stuff. Stop by a Warby Parker store near you.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Thursday night football. Femi, at BetMGM at least, nothing's moved off the Jalen Carter news. We are still at 7.5 juice towards the G-men. The total is 40.5. How are you betting this game tonight? Again, Jalen Carter inactive for the Philadelphia Eagles. Guys, do we have more actives than inactives? Please type them in the chat. What do we got?
Yeah, I'm with you. I like your team. I like the New York Giants plus 7.5. This Carter news, I think, is massive. This is going to at least allow the Giants to potentially run the football in this game. And I think that this Eagles passing attack, it's just completely off. And I don't think they're built to win by margin, even against one of the teams like the Giants that's one of the worst in the league. So I took the 7.5. I think the Giants keep it close. Eagles probably win, but this will be a competitive game.
I just checked on Twitter, the Giants and the Eagles Twitter accounts. No actives and inactives posted. We know Darius Slayton is out for Big Blue. N'Kobe Dean is going to make his season debut for the Eagles. Jermaine Illuminor is the big one that we want to check for the Giants. They're starting right tackle. Rookie Marcus Bowe would play. And I like him. He would play if Illuminor is not active. I bet the Giants earlier today, plus 7.5. The rationale that I gave earlier in the show was, Philly's guard Landon Dickerson is out. And he's officially inactive, as is Carter. So the Eagles inactives are here. So Landon Dickerson's not playing. Tyler Seane is filling in for Mekhi Becton. Becton's in L.A. with the Chargers. I don't think these guards are very good, and I think the Eagles' offensive line is a good amount worse this year than it was. Last year, hard to be as good when they were one of the best offensive lines we've ever seen. The Giants, I think, will get pressure up the interior tonight, and I think the Giants can impact Jalen Hurts in this passing game. It is far from one of my favorite bets. It is not a huge bet for me, but I do like the Giants at price. Has to be 7.5, not 7. Giants plus 7.5. Actives and inactives out for the Giants. And Illuminor is not listed. So Jermaine Illuminor will start at right tackle for the Giants. Darius Slayton is out, which we knew. And obviously Malik Nabers is done for the season. So you might be wondering, okay, like who's Jackson Dart going to throw the ball to? We're going to have answers for you in the prop segments coming up now. So the Prop King will be with you here in moments. But first, you know, Monday, a setback for a big comeback. So Femi's Island had hit 4 straight Island game first touchdown scorers. You know, Travis Kelce was a square one on Monday night. You can't win them all at these big prices. That's all right. Because Femi's back. He's got his passport. He's chilling. He's got his daiquiri or his Mai Tai. Maybe even his Mick Ultra. He's ready to go. Femi's Island first touchdown scorers on a Thursday.
Back onto the island after what the Prop King said with a minor setback. And what a game that we have to go ahead and do it tonight. The Eagles with their star-studded roster going against this Giants team. Well, in this matchup, the wide receiver 2 is the one for you. George Pickens, Tyquan Thornton, Quentin Johnston, Rashid Shaheed have all cut touchdown passes against the G-Men. So tonight, the Slim Reaper is ready to explode, and he'll be knocking on the door of the G-Men, Devontae Smith, at 12-1 to be your first TD scorer. And for the Giants, I need a running back with fresh legs to run through the terrain of the island. A running back who can turn 5-yard gain into a 50-yard gain. To quote the great Eric Abadu, you need to call Tyrone Tracy at 19-1 to be your first TD scorer. So it's Devontae Smith and Tyrone Tracy, and I'll see you on the island.
The Eric Abadu reference is unbelievable, man. Good stuff.
Let's cash a ticket, man.
Yes, so hopefully Tyrone Tracy gets home. Great stuff from Femi on the island. Tyrone Tracy, Devontae Smith. The 2 Femi's Island first touchdown scorers. All right. Very quietly, as Femi's Island has been, you know, upstaging the Prop King. Very quietly, the Prop King clawing back into respectability after a brutal start to the season. Things are getting better. Let's keep it rolling tonight as we kick off week 6 with thy royal Prop King.
Now approaching the betting window, it is your Prop King, Nick Kostos. All hail King Kostos.
All hail King Kostos.
Worship me, pigs. Just want to say something. Jake could have false started there with the way I paused, and he didn't. Jake has put himself back in contention tomorrow to win Nick Kostos' money. Mm. That was a good job by Jake. That was a bad job by me, and Jake rescued me. I just want to say that. Great job by Jake. Yardage prop for tonight. We have seen Saquon Barkley in the receiving game for the Eagles. At least 3 targets in each of the last 3 games. Giants getting killed by opposing running backs in the passing game. How about think of Marion Hampton a couple weeks ago? Kamara 4-for-28 last week. Kendre Miller 1-for-8 last week. Saquon Barkley over 15.5 receiving yards tonight against my New York Football Giants. Anytime touchdowns. Grant Calcaterra is out behind Dallas Goedert, which means next man up for the Eagles at tight end is their tight end 2, is Kylan Granson. Kylan Granson anytime touchdown, but look, let's go deep. How deep? Don't answer that. Leatu's brother. I actually don't think that's true. Cameron Latu for the Eagles, their third tight end. I have bet him anytime, first and last touchdowns at massive numbers. These are small money bets to win a lot. And for the New York Football Giants, they're going to be running lots of two tight ends here. So let's play Daniel Bellinger, Cody's brother. Daniel Bellinger, anytime touchdown tonight for the Giants. I don't like Bo Collins or Jalen Hyatt. That does it for the Thursday edition of the show. We'll talk to you tomorrow on a Phenomenal Football Friday. Until then, I'm Nick Costos wishing you minimal sweats, winning bets, the absolute very best of luck. Let's go, G-Men.
Thanks for listening to You Better You Bet. Up next, it's BetMGM Tonight on the BetMGM Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.